World Football at AFCON with John Bennett.
Welcome to the show. Great to have you with us after a day three at the Cup of Nations when a new Senegal star was born. 20-year-old Lamine Camara scored two for the defending champions in their 3-0 win over the Gambia as they got their tournament underway in style. His second goal and Senegal's third was a stunner. It's an early favourite for goal of the tournament. We'll focus on Senegal and Camara's potential very shortly. Elsewhere, Guinea went down to 10 men just before half-time, but they held on to draw 1-1 with the five-time champions Cameroon. And the 2019 champions Algeria could only draw 1-1 with Angola. With me today, the former South Africa captain, Dean Furman. Hello, Dean. How are you?
Good evening, John. Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm sure you'll be nervous about South Africa. We will talk about them before the end of the programme as well. But just for the start of the show, we are joined from a bus in Ivory Coast by the former Cameroon defender, Sebastien Bassong, because we want to talk to him about that 1-1 draw for his Cameroon side against 10 men. So Guinea took the lead first half through Mohamed Bayo. But just before half-time, Francois Kamano was sent off for a poor challenge on the heel of a Cameroon player. Second half, Franck Magri equalised, but Cameroon could not take full advantage. Hello, Seb. We'll talk about your bus in just a moment. But first of all, on the game, was this a missed opportunity for Cameroon?
I think, yeah, it was a high first and foremost. But no, on a Cameroon side, yeah, it's a missed opportunity because as every nation, don't get me wrong, everyone want to start, you know, have a good start on the front foot. Everyone want to get this competition going as the best way as possible. Cameroon wasn't for me today. They wasn't at the level they should have been at. I'm not worried because it's only the start of the competition. But as a Cameroon fan, ex-player, I would have loved to see them playing in a better way. You know, have it being more aggressive. And get the win, especially because when you get the win, that gives you a different perspective. But, you know, it's still a long way to go, but we'll be okay.
Are you concerned by the lack of creativity in this Cameroon team, though?
Yeah, that's been one of my concerns for quite a long time, to be fair. And we've never been that creative, but for me now, we were really dry, creative-wise. And I think the nerves, I don't understand where the nerves were coming from because even in the first half, I saw some missed passes, missed control, wrong, bad decision in decision making, and that I wasn't expecting. So that was my worry. And for me, that's the area people got to start working on. And surely they're going to be better in the second game. But we still lost 2 points today, I reckon.
Seb, we're going to let you go on your bus. You're off to the airport, aren't you? So safe travels, and we will speak to you soon on World Football at AFCON. That is Sebastien Bassong on his bus in Ivory Coast. So, Dean, what did you make of the game? Well, we've got to talk about Guinea. For them, how will they be feeling? Because going 1-0 up without Seru Guirassy as well, who's their star player, then they get the red card just before half-time. Happy with the draw in the end or some frustration? They could have won the game with 11 men, I guess.
I think so. And I think the frustration for the Guineans is just the reckless nature of the red card. It was so avoidable. It wasn't a last-ditch professional foul that's going to save a goal in the last minute. It was in the middle of the pitch. It was needless. It was careless. It was avoidable. And sometimes at these major tournaments, discipline can play a huge, huge role in can be a decider sometimes. Keeping 11 men, potentially going on to win the game from a winning position, going down to 10 men, putting your team up against it, the additional fatigue that sets in as well, playing with 10 men. But overall, if you had offered them a point before the game, I'm sure they would have taken it. And that will give them a lot of confidence going into the next game in this group.
Yeah, next up for Cameroon, Senegal. What a game that will be. Let's move on to a great start for the defending champions. And that man of the match performance from Lamine Camara in Senegal's 3-0 win over the Gambia. Dean, let's start with that third goal. So it was his second. Just talk me through it. That was something special, wasn't it?
Well, special is the word. I mean, the first goal was pretty good, and I'm sure he could have gone home happy with that, but he just thought, no, hold on, let me just put one in the top corner as well. But let's not take away from the build-up, because Ndiaye, the Maradona, as I like to call it, the roulette, as Sebastian called it, probably far better coming out of his mouth than mine, was superb in the build-up, pulled back to the edge of the box, and wow, guided finish into the top corner and to get a brace on the first day, game of the tournament. Special, special feeling, and two fantastic goals.
Yeah, just before we started the show, we were talking about what we call that little bit of skill. So yeah, Illiman and Jai twisting on the ball. I call it the Zidane. Sebastian said roulette. You call it the Maradona. So let us know, listeners, what you call it. But a really good start for Senegal. I thought they looked so confident. They looked so strong. This will be frightening for other teams at this Cup of Nations, because we're seeing a lot of big teams getting draws, but for Senegal, this looked really, really comfortable. I know that the Gambia went down to 10 men, but still, I felt this was a really impressive performance from Senegal.
Well, Senegal did exactly as what we've expected Nigeria to do, Egypt to do, Ghana to do, Cameroon, Algeria to do, and they've all failed to do so. So I think on the one hand, it's showing you that if you're not quite on it, the so-called lesser or not-so-fancy nations, they're going to punish you. But Senegal, professional reigning champions, got off to the perfect start. Of course, they were aided by that red card. Once again, completely needless. But if you give a team like Senegal the upper hand like that by playing against 10 men, they're going to take full advantage. And a great way to start their tournament. I was going in as reigning champions, not always easy, a lot of pressure. You are the team to beat, but Senegal answered a lot of questions with that performance and put themselves in pole position in the group.
And a quick word on Kamara. You will have played with some brilliant young players where a lot's expected of them and sometimes it doesn't quite work out. He only moved to European football last year. He was playing for Generation Foot in Senegal. He caught the eye at the 2022 Chan tournament. That's for players playing in their national league competitions. I want to ask you, do you think he's a future star? But do we have to be careful when we hype these players after seeing them in one game? Obviously, other people would have seen him in playing before, but this is a major tournament and he's been sensational.
Well, what a start. And these are the moments, these are the games that you want to put your name in the headlines, because there will be scouts, there will be people watching. And this is where you see big players, big stars are made. It's about, can you perform on the big stage when the pressure is on you, when the world is watching? And I think if you can put in a performance like he did today, there's certainly going to be a few eyebrows raised across Europe this evening.
As for Senegal, really good win to start their tournament. And their former left-back, Pap Suare, has been telling World Football at AFCON that this team just keeps getting better and better.
We continue our like progression, because if you remember, this team was built in 2012 at the Olympic Games. Mm. So from that tournament, we remember our manager, right? The manager right now is Aliou Cissé, and Aliou Cissé was the assistant manager at the Olympic Games. So he knows all these players, and he started building it since like 2012. So if you see, there is some like leaders in the team right now and can control like the young player coming in, make them like the identity we have built from like long time ago. I feel like there is no pressure, and hopefully like the machine will continue after the first game and get ready to defend our title.
That is Pap Suare. Also on day three, finished Algeria 1, Angola 1. So Baghdad Bounedjah scored the opener for Algeria after just 18 minutes. They looked in control, had a great goal disallowed for offside. But in the second half, Mabalulu was fouled by Nabil Bentaleb in the box, and he stepped up to equalise. So, Dean, Algeria knocked out in the group stage at the last AFCON. They've now failed to win in four AFCON games in a row. Did you sense some nervousness from Algeria today in their opener?
Absolutely. Once again, another nation with a lot of pressure, lots of expectations, lots of big-name players, and a history to defend, and sometimes that pressure can be seen on the pitch. They concede the penalty, which they'll be disappointed about. You mentioned that offside goal. I mean, if we're talking about goals of the season, goals of the tournament, wow, what a finish.
Best ever disallowed goal, I think. Best ever disallowed goal.
It's up there. It's up there for anyone who didn't see it. the cross has come in, he flicked it up, an overhead kick. It was phenomenal. We've seen some great goals. It's a shame that one got chalked off, but rightly so. The VAR does get a lot of stick, but that was rightly chalked off. But yeah, once again, like a host of nations who've started this tournament, the so-called bigger nations, it's been a sluggish start for many of them, and they don't want to get themselves into a situation where they're playing in a shootout in the final game of the group. So all to play for in that second game coming up.
So Seb's Cameroon have started their AFCON. Now it's time for Dean, South Africa, to get going. Their opener is against Mali. More on that in a moment. But remember, you can give us your views during this AFCON. Send us your comments, your questions with a WhatsApp voice note. Tell us your name, where you're from, and your comment to +44 800 032 0470. And the Nigeria fans are still reacting to their underwhelming start to AFCON, that 1-1 draw against Equatorial Guinea.
Hi, Francis Etum from Nigeria. The team, despite its individual quality, they are not cohesive enough. That is where the manager, Jose Santos Pizarro, has really, really failed. Super Eagles have lost their fear factor in Africa. The best run we can get, nothing more than the quarterfinals.
Good evening, BBC. I am Daniel from Nigeria. And while Nigerians have been disappointed with Jose Pizarro previously for his tactics, this particular 1-1 draw with Equatorial Guinea falls on the players. They should be doing better. Well, sometimes Nigeria play better when they play against the bigger opposition, so I'm hoping for a better game against Cote d'Ivoire on Thursday.
Yeah, I can't wait for that game. Nigeria against Ivory Coast. So Nigeria looking for their first win of this tournament. Ivory Coast looking to make it 2 wins out of 2. Keep your voice notes coming in. So Dean, let's get to South Africa. You've been chatting to one of your old teammates, haven't you, who's in the camp. Are they feeling confident ahead of their opener?
I had a really good conversation with Bronwyn Williams, the skipper, today, and just wanted to see how he was feeling, how the squad's looking, what's the general mood in the camp, and lots of positives coming from Bronwyn. I think firstly, it's important to give credit. He said everything that the Ivorians have put on has been world class, from the hotels to the facilities to the stadium to the training ground, and it must be credit where it's due. So that was really pleasing to hear. And he just said that they're in really relaxed mood. I think they've, injury-wise, they're looking good. The one thing that he has said is it's been a disappointment to lose out on Lyle Foster up front, who would have probably been the number 9 playing up front, as he's doing so well for Burnley this season in the Premier League. That's been a big disappointment for Bafana Bafana. But there's plenty of players in there who are looking to make a name for themselves. Of course, everyone knows about Percy Tau, fantastic player on the continent, well-renowned on the continent. He'll be looking to have a big tournament as well. And I'm so excited. It's a team that I've tracked for the last couple of years. And it just shows from the results we've seen so far that Bafana Bafana, not so much a fancy nation, but upsets can happen, and I'm hoping Bafana Bafana can certainly cause a few upsets and make their way into the latter stages.
You know you're my dark horse. No pressure, but you are my dark horse. I've picked you. I did it on the programme a couple of days ago. You were a bit worried when I did that. But just very briefly, Dean, Mali, that's a tough test, isn't it?
Tough. In my experience of playing against Mali, they're always strong, well-organised, quick. So they're going to be up against it. It's not going to be easy. But having spoken to Bronwyn, there is a quiet confidence in the group. They've had good preparations. They have played a number of games in the build-up that have put them in a good position as a team. They've gelled well together going forward. And again, I think in group, they're probably the third favourites in the group. So for them, they can hopefully release that pressure that they're usually under playing for Bafana, go out there, express themselves. And there's some young, exciting talent in that team, and I can't wait to see them play.
Well, I hope you can enjoy the game, Dean. Thank you so much for joining us on World Football at AFCON. By the way, if you want more African football, search online for the BBC World Service Match of the Day, Africa Top 10, where you can hear Yaya Toure, Gabriel Zakwani and Efan Okoku debating their top moment, best ever AFCON team and best AFCON managers. Thank you so much for listening to World Football at AFCON. Join us again next time.
World Football at AFCON is a BBC Sport production from the BBC World Service.